Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
So, what will happen then, Lori, is you will make me the star of the show.
Oh, no. I can't do that, Mr. Satter.
Well, I'm sorry, then. Maybe we will have to arrange for another person to host the podcast. Oh, hi. This is the Coleraine Connection podcast. Yes, and I am not Mr. Satter, but I kind of sound a little like him. I'm actually Steve O'Dell, and as you know, that's Lori, your trusty writer.
Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't even know that was Steve, would you? Because I was telling him, he don't sound like you.
I don't.
So now we've entered Coloring Connection land.
Yes, that's right. This is the 40th podcast. Can you believe it already? 40
I know.
Podcasts.
40 down, 250,000 to go.
It's kind of a milestone, though. Maybe we should do a clip show and play past moments from past podcasts.
Oh, yeah, that's like one of those, you know, clip shows. Yeah, that's what you call it.
Yeah, a retrospective. We'll do that when we get to number 50, because by that time I won't be buried under a mountain of season 12, and I'll actually have time to go back and listen to old podcasts.
Right, because there's no season 13.
No.
I'm sorry, did I say that too harshly? I know people are crying now.
You need to be sensitive, Lori.
Sorry. We are very happy with where season 12 goes. And I think you will be, too. So we should talk about where season 12 is.
Right. Here we are, beyond the midway point. Episodes 7 and 8 have aired, and we need to comment on them, don't we?
I think we do. A lot of people have commented on them. I can say
awesome.
That.
We're going to go to the blogs and hear what people have to say. But episode 1207, it was called Famous Last Words. And it kind of went along with episode 6, you know. Episode 6, we kind of leave things hanging a little bit, but...
A little bit.
Yeah, pick up the trail of Tom's death in episode 7. So things kind of spiced up a little bit on that one, didn't they?
They did. That was one of the overwhelming comments, actually, on 12-7, was people were just blown away by the revelations in that episode. You know, because after Tom's death.
I'm reading the Book of Revelation, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, I've read it before, but it's, yeah.
And who wrote the Book of Revelation?
John.
Did he?
The Apostle John.
So you could say it's the Revelations of John.
Correct.
Wow.
Anyway.
We've got a lot of comments.
Yes, that's what we were saying. Let's get back to the topic at hand.
We're a little rambly, which is funny because that's what Renslow says in Renslow's comment on 12-7. Did you like that segue?
Very nice.
Isn't that good? Renslow says, I'm sorry if this is rambly. I'm typing this as I listen.
Oh, wow.
At 12:30. So that's pretty impressive. I'm guessing 12:30 in the morning.
Right.
Renslow loved remembering Tom. And what Mr. Morrison said about Tom's last words and his discussion with Mary about last words. Obviously, the title of the episode, Famous Last Words. So, so the words were very important. John's dream was funny, according to Renslow. But he knows how John feels. And there's a whole lot of discussion about ginger ale.
Oh, right.
All of these comments have a lot of discussion about ginger ale.
Which just kind of leads me to ask you, Lori, do you like ginger ale? Are you a fan of ginger ale?
I do. I have ginger ale downstairs right now.
What's your favorite brand?
Canada Dry.
Really? See, for me, it's Verner's.
Oh, well, see, but I can't get Verner's here. I am so south of everything.
Yeah.
I have a very hard time finding Verner's. In San Antonio, Texas. But if I could, that would be the one, because that's what I drank when we were in, even in Wyoming, I could find Verner's.
Huh. Yeah, that's the soft drink that makes you cough when you're about to take a drink. When you take the first drink, it puts a little cough in your throat.
It does, but you know, it's so good. It's one of those good coughs. So
I know.
Since I can't find Verner's, I pay tribute to my friends that I know and love in Canada and drink Canada Dry.
All right. So, getting back to the discussion of ginger ale on the message board. What do you got?
Yeah, we have a lot of people talking about ginger ale throughout. If you go in and you read the comments, everybody's freaky about the ginger ale. It's okay to drink it.
Yeah.
It is okay for all of you guys to drink ginger ale. Don't let us stress you out on that.
Right.
Saturnine, Renslow is yelling. I mean, you know, internet yelling about right. Saturnine. You know, it was mentioned in episode 9/11. It's a Richterful life, which that's an awesome yes. shout out because Renslow remembers the title and the episode.
Very nice.
And I wrote that one. So, you know, there you go. But we finally learn a little bit of what Justin had learned. Here we go. Let the battle begin. And we got 22 stars out of 5 on that one.
Whoa, nice.
So Sam said this episode was extremely engaging. Loved right. the mystery. Very interesting to see how the events surrounding Tom's death are actually much more suspect than what meets the eye.
Mm.
So now that you look at that, Bill's comment at the funeral was a little strange.
Yeah.
You know, makes it. And see, that's what we wanted. We wanted you guys to look around at back episodes that you've already listened to and go, oh, I need to re-listen to that episode.
Exactly.
One of those things.
Yep.
We also had Jennifer, whom I adore, Jennifer from Stockholm, Sweden.
Oh, yes.
She's awesome. She's an adult listener, and she found many real-life applications in this episode. The concept that the last thing we speak might indeed be the last thing we speak is very sobering. Yep. I mean, it really reminds you to watch your tongue. This is Lori telling you now. It really reminds you to watch your tongue. And the Bible tells you to watch your tongue. We had that whole Rudder episode, Miss yep. Rudder Standings, all about controlling your tongue.
And it's also on the positive side, a great yes. opportunity.
It is. You can make
sure
that
speak life, you know, to make sure that you
speak life. Yeah, I am hearing that a lot in the last 2 weeks. Yeah. So Jennifer says, I am in my 40s in a second marriage and often ponder the concept of redeeming the time that I have with my husband. I want to feel that every moment is precious. The suddenness of Tom's death reinforced that feeling. Yep. And she was impressed that Tom was still very loyal to Monica when she could be so nasty to both him and everyone around her. That's one of the things that we've tried to underline in yep. Tom accepting Christ. So we're really glad Jennifer saw those things. She's got a lot more to say. We also have, you know, I haven't even touched on Daniel. You guys know that Daniel writes his novels every week.
Yes.
We've also heard from Laurie. You know, we haven't heard from Laurie in a while.
Uh-huh.
And Laurie says this episode was totally wicked. That's from The Incredibles, by the way. Disney's
so,
Incredibles.
Like wicked in a good way.
Yes.
Not like the Wicked Witch of the West.
But. Yes. Laurie says, my jaw is still dragging on the ground from last week's episode, and now another thrill ride. That's what we do here at Down yep. Gilead Lane. So, and she says it was wonderful to look at the closeness between John and Mary, because we haven't seen that in a while, and that's good. I think that's kind of the way it goes. You get caught up in life, and you don't get those sweet moments that you need every now and then. You have to make right. those.
Right.
So, and, you know, like I said, Daniel, screaming a lot about ginger ale.
Oh, right.
A lot. And he's got a lot to say here. So all of you guys who know Daniel, and even those who don't, check out the blog, funcast.gileadlane.org. You can see what Daniel had to say about that episode. And Dave came in and said the recollections about Tom and the message about saying thank you were the best parts of the show for Dave.
Cool.
We have a lot of episodes. We have a lot of comments on this one. It just kind of goes on and on and on. And I don't want to bore everybody by reading them, but you seriously check out the Kohler and Connection blog.
You've got to. And weigh in. If you've never done a review of a Gilead episode, why not start now?
That's right. We want you.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, it's interesting, because we got two flavors in this episode, which we do a lot. You'll notice as we move closer to the end of the season, you'll see moments of like the intimate and moments of the epic.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, a lot of times you get one or the other in a story, but we're really trying to incorporate little just moments of both the intimate, the close, relational, you know, quiet moments, and the epic, big adventure, thrill ride kind of stuff.
Yes.
So
we're balancing. We're trying yep. to. We are well aware, as you all are, that we are wrapping up this wonderful, beloved show. We want to make sure to do it the right way. And yep. So you're going to get a mixture of that. But you know what? I think that's the way life is, Steve.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, we all have those moments. So
yep.
Episode 12.7, you can post your review on the blog. And we also have reviews for episode 12.8.
That's right. Crossroads.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Isn't that kind of got a chilling connotation to it?
Yeah, so true. I mean, we find out that everybody comes to a point of decision. Am I going to face my troubles or am I going to run and hide?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that kind of crossroad type feel to it.
Yes.
And then also, I think we kind of have this underlying thing with Caleb going on, you know, where he...
Poor Caleb.
I
love
know.
Caleb.
But you know what's great? A lot of people, you know, assumed that, you know, he was going to propose right away when he was going to talk to his dad. But what he's you know, doing is he wants to make sure he has covered all the bases and, you know, gotten the blessing. So he wanted to talk to his dad and get a blessing there, but he definitely also wants to talk to Carrie's dad. And we see that happen in this episode. That was something
yes,
that I really appreciated.
Which, you know, once again, it kind of runs counter to what's happening with Tiffany and Randy.
Again, yeah.
I mean, we don't have Tiffany and Randy in this episode, but if y'all remember back to what we had with Tiffany and Randy, there wasn't really a lot of deferment on Randy's part to Tiffany's parents.
Not at all.
And you see the big difference in a relationship that wants to honor God, how things are done.
Right, right. So, yeah, so it's kind of cool. We kind of alluded to Monica being afraid and wanting to run and hide in episode 7. Mm-hmm. And then we see it begin to happen here in episode
yes, there was a
eight.
Lot of running and hiding in this episode, wasn't there?
So true. It was great to hear from Hope again, though.
And Grace. That was a very big comment.
And Grace.
A lot
of
people wanted to hear from Grace. And
well, speaking of the comments, let's hear what you got there.
Okay. Well, we have several from Renslow, again, typing as he listens to the story. So you're going to have to go in there and see that. Basically, Monica's cracking up. A lot of people are talking about how Monica is actually cracking up. And, you know, if you want to catch Monica's crack up and you haven't listened to the episode, go online. You guys know where to find it.
Right.
You can listen live online. But the big thing, Katarina was in here. She posted, Caleb had it perfect. Is he ever going to be able to propose to Carrie? And Maya and Tiffany, there's a lot of sympathy for Maya and Tiffany because I can't imagine that it would be very fun to be locked in that car with Monica at the wheel, you know?
Right.
So Caleb, the new man of the family, doesn't really have the time to be the man of the family and isn't really sure how you do it.
Huh,
so that's what Katarina pointed that out. That's fantastic insight. And I mean, I love where we've taken all of these characters with Caleb. He's really grown a lot in the past couple of seasons. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And by the way, somebody, I need to go find the exact quote, but somebody in here said Hope was stealing. Hope wasn't really stealing.
No, I want to make sure we get that straight.
Yeah, because, you know, Hope's my girl, my homie. I created Hope. And, you know, Hope has never had that, I'm going to go out and specifically do something bad on purpose.
Right.
She has never had that attitude about anything. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't do things that are wrong. Like,
well, I mean, that's the process of growing up. You got to move from foolishness to wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a process there. But what were you going
to
say?
There is. But what I was going to say is it's very similar to Hope and the cigarettes when we first met Hope.
Oh, right.
And Mary was not doing too well, and Hope went and got her cigarettes from the store because that's what my mom used to do, you know?
Right. That was what her mom, her birth mom. Yeah.
Her birth mom used to do that. And similar to, hey, if the earrings fall on the floor, they're okay.
Right.
All of that was innocent. I don't think Hope intended to steal it. I think she just was tired of hearing about the purse.
Yes.
Just kind of wanted to get out of the picture.
Yes. So, but then the running and hiding, that's like a decision to do the wrong thing.
Yes.
And,
she wasn't about to get caught.
Right.
And so, somebody did say they liked Hope's scheming. She already had a plan. She was working things through while they were looking for her.
Right, right.
And so I got a kick out of that. But again, Hope and Monica, very parallel in this episode. You get yourself into a huge big mess, and instead of facing the music,
right,
turn around and run. And, I mean, Jonah did it.
Reminds me of Adam and Eve.
Yeah, it does. They hid. They went and hid from God.
That's right.
And so, you know, you obviously don't want to run away. You need to kind of face things. It's much worse if you run away and they have to get, you know, drag you back into the mess.
Right.
So, all of that. We've got just a couple more episodes. Dave says, Monica escaping with Maya and Tiffany was the most interesting part of the show.
Uh-huh.
He liked the spy music, though, when she was escaping from, when Hope was escaping from school.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't as interested in the whole Hope and Grace part of things as he was with what was happening with Maya and Tiffany. And then, you know, that's fine. Some people said that they really liked the Hope part of the storyline better. So, you know, to each his own.
Yeah.
And everybody loved hearing Grace.
Yes.
We have all kind of missed Grace this season, and it's been a busy season.
It's true.
There's lots and lots of stuff happening. Yep. So, again, a lot of comments on the episode with Carrie's dad, meeting Carrie's dad, learning a little bit more about Carrie and her family.
Yep.
And how that all played out. And, of course, we kind of left this one hanging.
Yes, once again. Yep.
Those Everything evil is writers.
Everything is building to, you know, in a direction. And so that's kind of how it goes. We sort of have to, like, almost like put the bookmark in and force ourselves to close the book and, you know, go to bed. It's kind of like a page turner.
Yes. And see, we closed the book for them this time.
That's
we stuck
right.
the bookmark. It's kind of annoying because, you know, at least if you're reading a book, you can, you know, read under the covers with the light on or whatever.
Right.
but we kind of shut the book for you this time. But, you know, we love you and we have your best interest at heart. So make sure you listen next week.
Yes, and also that's great motivation to buy the season 12 set.
It is.
When it, you know, goes on sale in November for the pre-order and will be released in early December. Because then, you know, you could do that. You could listen to it all the way through if you want.
You can. Instead of instead of closing the book, it's just kind of like a bathroom break.
Sure.
Okay. See, I haven't even had caffeine today.
That's scary.
Yeah, right. This is me naturally.
So is that all the comments that we have?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of comments there. You're going to want to go check and
those
see what people
highlights.
Have to say. Those are the highlights on those two episodes. Now, we do have another thread, but I think we're going to talk about that later.
And if you, my friend, have a comment for either of these episodes or any episode from season 12, it's never too late to comment on a show. You just need to go to funcast.gileadlane.org, click on the blogs, and you'll see all of the places there where you can comment. Or you can always call us at our toll-free comment line if you are in the United States and clearly and concisely give your review without the episode playing in the background so we can just hear your beautiful voice. That number is 877-937-5397.
You're
okay.
so good at that.
What'd you say?
You're so good at that. That's why I let you do it every week.
I'm getting better. I've had a lot of practice now. Okay, well, before my voice totally gives out, how about we open up the mailbag, all right?
Okay.
Oopsie doo, now stomp your shoe. Here we go with the mail haiku.
And do we have a haiku?
Yes, we do. And just like Cal just mentioned in his beautiful little song, we are going to let Daniel R. take it away with yet another beautiful Canadian haiku.
From north, east, south, west, and our computers to yours, let the mail roll in.
Wow.
Okay, yes, that guy is...
He's awesome.
He might as well just write a book of Gilead haiku.
He could just be poetry. A haiku writer.
That's right.
Are Canadian haiku different than North American haiku? Then
well,
no, they're North Americans, but
they're all
United
Japanese.
States.
Really, it's a haiku. So
I was just gonna say, did you call all the Canadians Japanese?
yeah. No, I mean, all haikus are Japanese.
Oh, I gotcha.
Because it's a Japanese form of poetry. It's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You have all mail, right. Don't you?
We should edit all of that, but we won't. Okay. all right. Here is a here's a question from Courtney, and I'm assuming that she's from Minnesota because she signs it Courtney Minnesota Rocks.
All right. That's awesome.
So she says, "Hey, Steve and Lori, why did you guys not say the name of the episode Making the Most on the Season 12 Cheesy Teasy podcast?" Okay, so that's one question. And the answer is we just missed it when we were going through the list. We were doing the podcast. I wish I could give you some kind of like really deep, reason. Okay. But yeah, no, we just missed
it. I have an inside scoop behind the scenes.
Okay.
Steve and I don't, like if you didn't realize this already, Steve and I do not script out this podcast. And we don't often. I mean, in the beginning, we used to have notes, and we used to have it all completely written out before we would even go near the microphone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't like scripted, but we had at least like an outline of something.
Yeah, and we had all the facts that we wanted in there. Now we are such consummate professionals at this podcasting thing that we just kind of fly on the podcasts, which I think you guys enjoy because we play a little more and you get a little more Steve and Lori unedited. But at the same time, that also leaves room for, we forgot that.
Right.
We're just human after all. I mean, he is a director and I'm a writer, but we're still just human.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. But you got the title now. So there it is, Making the Most. And Courtney's other question is, what are the names of the last two episodes? Huh. Well, let's see. We're still working on the title for 12-12.
Moments before this podcast, Steve and I were working on it.
We're still getting that locked down. You know, I mean, like the last episode, you got to make sure it's a really good title, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that happens, too.
Yeah. But you know what? How about we give them the title for 12-11? How's that sound, Lori?
All right. Dun-da-da. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, so I get to say it?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. Saving Messages.
Wow. Right. Hey, I wrote that episode, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I heard the title.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Thank you, Courtney. She gives a number that's too high for me to even name, stars out of 5.
Awesome. We'll pass that on to Mr. Fornoff and everybody at CBH.
What?
I said we'll pass that off to Mr. Fornoff and everybody at CBH that we got stars way up high.
Like Google stars out of 5. She says she always rates all Down Gilly Lane episodes with that rating. Wow.
You're awesome.
Yes, I agree, Courtney. You do rock. Okay. And maybe all of Minnesota does because of you.
Ooh,
next email here. Hi, Steve and Laura. Who's Laura?
Ooh. Well, technically, here's another inside scoop that nobody realizes. My actual real legal birth name is Laura.
Yes. Well, okay, there you go. So Jeremy,
but it's not spelled that way, but that's okay.
He must know you. Okay. All right, so Jeremy says, I really enjoy Down Gilead Lane. I enjoy the Morrison family because they remind me of one of my friends and her family. I also enjoy the character of Grace. Do you have a list of actors who play the characters of the whole show?
Ooh.
I am excited to find out what happens the rest of the season. Yes, Jeremy, we all are excited to find that out. The list of the actors who play the characters of the whole show. Well, I'm not going to list them all here, right here and now, but probably, Jeremy, if you listen to the end of the season, maybe we will give credit to our main cast. I think it's only fitting to do so at the end of the series. Mm-hmm. So when season 12 ends, you will hear those names in the credits. So,
awesome.
Yes, thank you for that email, Jeremy. And now, this one comes from, I don't have a name, but the email address says MJ Kids Site. So I don't know if that is a website or what that is, but this person says, I started the Christmas season early by listening to The Best Christmas on Record.
Awesome.
Which is a great classic episode of Gilead. And I was wondering if the past part was recorded separate from the present part and then added in, or if the actors went back and forth between the past and present. All right, so that's an interesting question. It has to do with the method by which we record.
We use time travel.
We actually have a time machine that we use.
We do. We discussed that in one of our previous podcasts.
That's a classic podcast moment. And if this was if this was a clip show, this would be a perfect place to put in that clip.
That's right.
But it's not. Okay. All right, so the thing is, we do not record the show in one shot. We don't go from beginning to end in the recording studio. We record in chunks, and we usually record a scene at a time. So, for instance, in scene one, all of these characters happen to be in that scene. In scene two, a different set, or maybe some, but not all. I go through and I schedule our recording session based on who's available when, and then I kind of like set up when we record those scenes, mm-hmm. Going off of that information. So,
which isn't always easy.
No.
We have some episodes like the episodes with the big party scene where the tree fell down. You guys remember that? That was really tough for Steve because there were a lot of actors in there, and there was a lot of action going on. So
But thank God that we have the ability to edit the audio, and we even have these digital audio workstations that make editing, really easy. I mean, back in the day when I started in radio, we had to edit with an actual, physical razor blade. And actual physical, audio tape.
I remember
tape
that. Yeah,
that we would
remember
cut,
that.
And then like an adhesive tape that we would put over the
splice it together.
And it's called cut and splice, and that was how you did it. And and it's so much easier now with multi-track and digital editing that we are able to, get actors in at different times and actually make them sound like they're talking to each other. It's pretty amazing.
Hey, the digital world is awesome because we sound like we're in the same room talking to each other, and we're states and states and states away.
It's true. Kind of, sort of. Yeah.
Sort of.
So anyway, not a lot of emails this time around, but that empties out our mailbag, which of course leads me to tell you once again that we would love to get your emails with your questions and comments on all things Gilead. Just email ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. And maybe we'll be reading your question or comment on the next Coleraine Connection.
That's right. So,
well, we need to wrap this up because I need to get to the doctor. I don't know if you can tell, but I got like sinus and lung junk going on.
Okay.
Which causes me to sound like Mr. Satter, which I don't like sounding like Mr. Satter. So I need to wrap this up and get it out. But there's one more thing we do need to mention.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
What I was going to say is that the season's wrapping up. The series is wrapping up.
Yes.
You've all got your thoughts, your speculations on what you'd like to see before the end of the season. You can go to the blog. I have posted an entry titled Theories, Speculations, and Thoughts Before the End of the Season. We've got a lot of people who are coming in saying what they think they're going to see and what they really want to see. Now, of course, we've already produced those episodes, so we know what you're going to see. But
right.
Actually not
so some
see
of those
here,
things,
but...
those, some of those things might be turn out to be true and correct, and that'll just be total coincidence if that happens, unless there's some kind of mole, some kind of insider who is putting stuff up there.
We have speculated about that in the past because somebody's got more information than I do. I mean, sometimes you guys go online and you're like, hey, here's the blah, 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 blah. Hey, how did they get that? I call Steve and say, "But hey."
Yeah. So who knows how information leaks. But and then some of those things, like I said, some of those things may be totally wrong and not happen at all. And if you wanted it to happen, we'll just apologize in advance that what you hoped for at the end of Gilead didn't happen. But I think you'll be happy with what you get. I really think
I'm happy. It was awesome.
Yes,
you're
we've got a great ending for everything. So anyway,
you can put that on the blog. We want to hear what you have to think.
Yes.
And what you hope to see, that's at funcast.gileadlane.org.
Yep.
And the threads are all right there. You go to Lori's blog because I'm the one that blogs.
I blog sometimes.
Just had to say that. Yeah, Steve's got his blog there. Steve actually has pictures. I don't have a lot of pictures. So you
get
a, you get a lot of really neat things if you go to the blog and check that out. And you get to interact with other people. There are a lot of conversations that happen there. And you get to meet other fans of Downgillade Lane.
Hey, you just made me think of something, Lori. Oh. I'm going to find out if this is possible. I don't know if it is. I apologize if it's not possible. I'm going to see if there is a way to post a video clip, because we did roll a couple of video cameras at our last ever recording session.
That's so huge. Yeah, yeah, you definitely need to see about that. So and if gonna, not, we'll find a place to put it.
Yeah, I'm going to just put that out there that I promise I will try to make that happen. And see if we can put a little video clip up there.
All right.
And I have, we've been doing this thing where we play little segments of our brainstorm meetings, mm-hmm. where you hear the real behind the scenes, you know, before there was ever even a script.
Complete wackiness around the, yes. around the writing table, yeah.
Sometimes there's examples of, you can see how a story idea actually, where it came from. And then yes. sometimes you see story ideas that never made it onto the page,
exactly.
and we're all grateful that they didn't.
Where it could have gone and it didn't.
Right. I did not record the brainstorm session for episodes 8 and 9, sadly. I'm sorry. But I do have a little bit here from when we brainstormed episode 7, Famous Last Words.
Which was the big one, yeah.
So. Yeah, so let's just take a little listen to that.
If it's not a car crash, there could be a way... There could be a way... that, you know, nobody would suspect foul play. You
okay.
know, it could be like, it was his time. Whatever that is triggers a heart attack.
Or yeah, I was thinking that. Okay, good.
A stroke or something like that, where he picks up the phone and she answers.
Uh-huh.
Again, it doesn't have to be the phone, but, like, I'm just going with that. Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, Mom. And he's like, you know, and that's it. And you're just like, tragedy.
What about
can we actually have singers do that? Can we get Steve to say that?
Yes. I love that. I love
tragedy.
I still want to do the opera version before we close out the season. Okay, what if? Okay, I like, plus Saturnines and the pharmaceuticals, that all fits nice. There are like drugs, odorless drugs, yep. you know, colorless. You can slip into stuff that can create a heart attack situation.
Yep.
So, and not poison them, because that's easily traceable. You can tell something.
Maybe Tom really isn't dead. Maybe we bury him alive.
Oh, that's even better.
Ouch.
Okay. So,
Steve's talking electronic nuclear nanobots. I can't throw in that he doesn't actually die.
I never said nuclear.
I never said nuclear.
Oh no, it was the nuclear bomb that falls on Coleraine earlier.
That was a different discussion.
Okay, well, go. So there you go. Hey, listen, this weekend is Downgillade Lane episode 1209. There's never been a 1209 before, but this weekend there will be. And it's going to be good. It's called mm-hmm. a not-so-quick fix. Oh, boy. We all want the quick fix, don't we?
We do.
We do, but sometimes in life, it just doesn't come so quick.
Sometimes you have to wait in line. Sometimes you just have to wait.
That's right. So anyway, so that's coming up this weekend, and in a couple weeks, we'll be back to discuss the next two. In the meantime, I think that just about does it, right, Lori?
I think so.
All right. Well, I will talk to you, and I will talk to all of you, our friends, in a couple of weeks. Until then, remember, every day needs a little ginger ale. All right. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, I'm still on, what you call? Speaker?
Yes, you are.
Okay, hi. My name is Steve, and this is the Coleraine Connection number 40, 40 that is, folks. And we're going to record this lickety split in 3, 2, 1. I did it a little different that time, see?
You could always, yeah, you did. And you sound different, so it's completely...
Oh, I know, I do.
You know, but you could always use that at the end for your sit-a-boo-sit moment. Oh, hi, I'm Steve O'Dell. Am I still on the speakerphone? Because some of that works really well. Yeah, am I still on the what you call, the speakerphone? Yeah.